here, wasn't it?
Yeah, it can be blazing hot. It's a different heat.
It's like the hairdryer heat.
Yeah, Melbourne is an oven, or a hairdryer is. When the wind is blowing, it's like a hairdryer. But you don't often get the sustained run in Melbourne of sort of 6 or 7 or 8 days like here. You might get 2 or 3 days, high 30s, low 40s.
Well, the crazy thing you can get in Melbourne is you can walk to work in 43 degrees and walk home and it's 17 degrees.
And that's, yeah, absolutely. The four seasons in one day reputation of the city is very much a factor.
Yeah.
So you do tend to get at some stage, you will have a couple of 2 or 3 stifling days, but then you will have a dip. And the dip is so noticeable. You can feel the change in 15 minutes and it's
crazy,
upon you. It's quite staggering.
4-2 Maria Sakkari over Claire Liu in the decider on court 7 after 2.5 hours. Oh, it's now. Martin Lantalusa is 5-love, 2 points from a victory over Vit Kopriva. What we might... No, I don't think we'll get to that one in time.
Great turnaround there from Lantalusa, in this heat to be 2 sets down, so deflating and so easy to roll over. It's a sign of his temperament, I think, that he's able to turn that around and come back and win. Bill from Chicago had been hoping for Hercats to keep the upsets rolling, but not to be.
Yes.
Bill, your compatriot, was the man that won that match. Great effort.
Oh, that was a roar from Maya Sharif. It's now match points for Lantalusa of Spain. A really great young man. He's really fiery and feisty. He gets a crowd going. Maybe that cheer was for the winner. Yeah, it was that cheer we heard. 3 hours 44. Martin Lantalusa of Spain had a really good run in Miami. He is through in 5 sets against Vit Kopriva.
And Jackson has written to say, hearing how TFO was playing, in addition to the FAA 5-love in the second set, he has to wonder who's heard the news about the new opening in the bracket and or the draw, that section of the draw, and maybe digging a little deeper since this might be some of these guys' best chances. Well, I think that's goes without saying that the door is open for someone to make
wide.
A big run.
Why? I mean, Djokovic thinking back, please don't fail me, because we're onto a winner, and Zverev thinking back, please don't fail me. Wow.
Mayenka had come back from work and opened my app and Sinner lost.
Oh.
What happened? Well, he was within a game of winning at 5-1 in the third set and hit the wall.
And he said, didn't he, that he woke up, he's not blaming the heat. He said, it's one of those days I woke up and it didn't feel great. But then he said he'd been practicing well. So it's sort of a slight contradiction in...
He did win 17 of the first 23 games and then 2 of the last 20.
Yeah, so it...
How does the ball just come like that?
When you're 5-1, you'd think... It's crazy, isn't it? How the body could just shut down. Because you think at 5-1, you think, I'm nearly there. The way I've been playing, I can just crawl over. He physically could not.
No, and when we're saying he hit the wall, Mayank, he hit the wall. It was...
Hard to see.
Yeah.
Game point for Sharif. Irina Sabalenka has arrived on court.
She will... The winner of that match will play Daria Kasatkina in the third round.
Ooh. Goff comes up to the drop shot. The lob is up from Sharif. The high backhand from Goff. Sharif goes cross court, wins the point, wins the game. She is on the board. 3-1, Coco Gauff leads.
What lovely craft that was, Gigi. Just great touch. She worked the point perfectly. Beautiful lob to set that up. For nice little put away on the forehand side. Some encouragement, some urging from a team.
There was a lot of finger pointing. Yeah.
Similar to what happens when we walk in and see you lecturing Marcus as to...
You know what? I gave up lecturing Marcus years ago. I like a very quiet life. It's some battles you're not going to win, Courtney.
Can only be told so many times.
Oh, Courtney.
Stefan has gone for the all green today. I've gone
it's like
for the
camouflage. He's trying to blend in.
I've gone for the double blue, the two blues.
He wants to hide from us because it's day 5. Backhand down the line from Goff. Sharif, nice to give it a bit of old noise, doesn't she? She's lashings of spin on the ball. Drops that one short. Goff redirects down the line. Goff drop shot, sits up. Sharif gets to it. Oh, what a pickup!
Outstanding racket head control there from Sharif to find that angle. She really had to work because it was a great drop shot from Goff. Beautifully struck. But the only place she could go was to go cross-court in front of her. But to be able to control it like she did at full stretch, delightful tennis. And we've seen some real flashes of why she, for the better part of her career, was in the WTA top 100 and playing all the events.
Yeah, and this is her surface. Her only top 10 wins. Two of them have come on the clay, unsurprisingly. She beat Caroline Garcia in Madrid in 2023. Maria Sakkari Palmer, 2022. Caroline Garcia is here, pregnant, and doing the on-court interviews and her podcast. Maria Sakkari is on court and a game away from the third round. Hooks that forehand cross-court, Sharif. She's got an opening on the Goff serve at 15:30. Remember, she's a breakdown. She's a very deep backhand, a lot flat. Oh, she got a drop shot, but Goff saw that, was there in plenty of time. That was sort of telegraphed to Goff that it was incoming.
And understandably, looked a bit frustrated afterwards. She slapped her thigh. She was well and truly in that point in a strong position. And, you win that, you've got two break points to get back on serve. Instead, it's a 30-all point. Still an opportunity, but just a half window shut or closed, or at least not as advantageous as what it could have been.
Yeah. 30-all.
Let's
premier service. Félix Auger-Aliassime is on a charge, having... Uh-huh. Now strung together seven games in a row to be one love up in the third set of his match against Borisaga.
Antonia Rusic and Madison Keys are underway on court 14. Backhand cross-court swipe at that, Goff. Very deep from Sharif. Backhand cross-court from Sharif. Inside that forehand from Goff. Backhand into the middle of the court. The forehand clips top of the net. Cross-court from Goff. Goff, slices but gets it horribly wrong.
Just a couple of curiosities in positioning there, in part, I think, caused by that tape halfway through that sort of jumped deep, and she just got a little muddled. And so the break point opens up. Now, what sort of... Is that the necklace of her homeland? The shape?
Possibly.
It's a beautiful necklace that Sharif is wearing. Sorry, I should specify who I'm talking about.
Break point and a second serve to look at. Goff. A fair few bounces. Ready now. Kicks the serve down the tee. The off forehand back sits up. Oh, dear. Goff long with the backhand.
Goffman.
Maya Sharif with a spring in her step because she has regained the break. We are back on serve.
Good job there from Sharif to level. She did exceptionally well. It's... aside from that service break, she's been right in this match. It's been an interesting contrast of styles.
I thought, going back to Jannik Sinner, there was a question from Eleanor Crooks towards the end about if you hadn't played as much. I know it's ifs, whats, and maybes.
Through the summer.
If you hadn't played through the clay, like I heard that he wasn't going to play Madrid, and then Alcaraz pulls out and the tournament's like, you've got to play Madrid, please. He's never going to miss Rome. It's Rome. So he was asked the question, he said, well, you don't know, and maybe, but I mean, he's played an awful lot of tennis, and in Rome, he looked exhausted. We were interviewing him in the tunnel after matches, and he, before he was carrying out interviews with Sky Italia, et cetera, and ourselves, he was leaning down, hands on knees. He wasn't trying to hide it. He was leaning against the wall. And when sometimes you get a number of questions and they were like, no, maybe just one, it was absolutely just one, because that man is exhausted and barely able to stand.
And they are not robots. I mean, his strike rate through the clay court season until today was like that of a robot.
Yeah.
But I do make the point that he was in an unbelievably dominant position. So he may have been feeling off this morning. He may have been sapped of energy. But for the best part of almost an entirety of a three-set match, he was the dominant player. And then whatever it was, the heat clearly has been a factor. And I cannot... He may have been feeling off, but you can't say that the heat wasn't a factor today.
To shut down at 5-1 in the third is truly phenomenal.
Oh, he's so close to getting through.
So close.
Yep. But then to not be able to summon any energy at all, it was just a stark contrast. And
it was really the backhand side as well. Couldn't lean down, couldn't stretch, couldn't get any power on the backhand at all.
Yep.
Forehand, you can still leather it every now and then.
Forehand, you've got the space, the ability to stand open standard. You can be open standard. You don't have to get the feet moving quite as much. If the ball's coming to you, you can just slap through it. On the back end, you still got to get yourself your legs moving. You have to get that around. There was nothing in the legs.
It's incredible, really. It just, it shows you as human. It shows you when the body can't do it, it literally, quite literally cannot do it.
And lots of discussion is, you know, going back to Melbourne against Spezieri in terms of what unfolded that day, and it was quite dramatic scenes, very similar to today.
And Rome, remember
and
Rome?
And Rome as well, against Medvedev in the semi-final.
Yeah. When he was just couldn't get his breath in the chair, and he was shaking, and he was sick at the back of the court. And that wasn't even massively to do with the heat, although it was hot, and a huge old slap from Sharif up the line for the winner, clipping the side edge of the line.
And it shows she can do it. We've seen just extreme topspin, and there's an extreme forehand grip that she uses where she really, really has it all the way as far west as you can imagine. And by that, she's almost gripping the underside of the racket in terms of across her knuckles. So extreme topspin, but she clearly shows on occasion she can flatten out, and that was one of those moments. Goff has got an extreme grip as well, but nowhere near as extreme as what the Sharif grip is.
We talk a lot about forehand. The Goff grip and that sort of frying pan face, the face of the racket that stares up at her when she's waiting to return to serve. Again, that drop shot was slightly telegraphed and Goff had plenty of time to get up to it.
And there's a fact there as well that she moves so swiftly, Goff, that if you were going to try and drop shot her, it has to be exceptionally good. Well, that one, she was on top of it and basically hit that above the net height, and she was making the point of contact. So, yeah, lovely tennis.
Maria Sakkari is a winner. 6-3 in the third against Claire Liu in 2 hours and 38 minutes.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Maybe she will this
evening.
Great
work, some lovely work from the Greek. Good to see her getting a couple of good wins and getting closer to rediscovering the form that made her a top 10 player.
Back to the moon balls from Sharif, and she missed with a moon ball, and she's striding forward. And Goff, I love Goff. She's hand on hip as if to say, really again. Alison Hughes is out, down.
It's just out. Just missed it.
Goff, Sharif. It was Goff hands on hips going, we're doing this again.
And Sharif was, did she have a point of order to call? She was on the march. There was, the replay suggests that it's certainly bounced about 1 centimetre long.
Break points Goff to regain her advantage in this first set. We're underway, Sabalenka, Jacquemot. We will go to that. But it's only right we see this set out. And we've lost Stefan. So if we wanted to go anywhere, we couldn't.
No.
But that's fine.
Where does Stefan disappear to?
I don't know. I mentioned he was in camouflage. He's probably hiding somewhere.
He could well be in the box.
Behind a bush. Yeah, no, he could be here somewhere. That'd be weird if we couldn't see him, though.
Second. He's done a good, just a tremendous job. Now, the one thing you see when I'll bring this up after this point.
Break point, Goff. First of two. Sharif winds herself up, tosses the ball, serves down. Oh, that bounce and kicked up. Short ball for Sharif to come in and attack on. She's at the net. Just snaps her wrist around that high forehand, dragged it out of the air, smashed it away and saves the first break point.
Listeners will not be able to see this clearly, but trying to paint the picture, whenever the camera pans back to the person returning, quite often you see the linesman in the background, and beside the linesman is a little box with the sponsorship hoarding, or the sponsor's brand, and it does really look like there is a crocodile about to attack the linesman. It just vivid, where it's, mouth open, ready to snap the right leg of the linesman.
There's a lot of crocodiles on this court. Second break point for Goff to try and convert. Forehand spins through the middle of the court, brought down by Sharif. Sharif is slamming these balls into the corner, then she comes forward with the volley. She drops over, Goff should get that, does, and she missed it.
Pump of the fist from one player. The other player, Goff, on this occasion, left hand up, just gesturing to herself in some frustration. A bright start has gotten away from her. From 3-love, back to, it's still 3-2, still ahead, but now at deuce, could be back on it. Even keel or level pegging after this game.
Yeah, two more break points gone begging. Dardery and Comisania, 5-all first set, court 6. Dardery had the early break there. Backhand from Goff through the middle of the court. Drop shot. Here comes Goff. She's quick. Ooh, she goes up. And again, she's really good at snatching those balls out of the air. That sort of wrist snap.
Yep. Yep. Exceptional drop shot as well. On that occasion, Goff a little further back in the court. All she could do was get there and be defensive with the forehand. Tried to lob it up. Sharif positioned herself about mid-court and just, yeah, that was basically the wrist snap that got that past her.
So
well played.
15-40. Game point. Sharif serves that way. It's a good serve. She opened up the down the line, and that's where she goes. But Goff gets her in plenty of time and spins the ball cross-court. Goff with the forehand places it deep down the line. Goff with the backhand down the other wing. Forehand cross-court. Goff's the one on the move. Oh, Goff has to reset and snatches that forehand from the back of the court. Another. Oh, she's overhit. No, she hasn't. Goff finds the back edge of the line, draws the error. Juice.
And just some frustration there from Sharif. I think she thought she might have had that point under control. Just the heavy topspin from Goff, dropping it at the perfect time and made it difficult because Sharif hadn't moved her feet enough to sort of get back into position. And well played by the American. Both women throwing a lot at each other in the infancy of this match.
Yeah, it's becoming a really, really important game, this sixth game. Goff had chances to break. Sharif had a chance to hold. Already been a breakdown. Shade now covering the court. The volley, if it... Ooh. Oh. I was going to say, if it landed in, it was just sat up and then just couldn't get the height she needed, Goff.
Yeah, opted for the angled backhand passing shot, but just never, ever, ever had enough margin for error. Both hands go to her head in disappointment. It's a little fraught at the moment, this match. We are 37 minutes in, and it's still the sixth game.
Point for 3-all. Too deep. I feel like I can hear cheering from somewhere. I'm not sure where. Where could it be? Everything's in its sort of infancy. Maybe it's the Comisania Dardery match. I imagine that's quite feisty with the fans on court 6.
And out on court 6, absolutely.
Argentina against Italy.
Yes.
Egality.
Ooh, double fault.
And double fault by quite a margin. Big, big suck of breath. Big gasp. Trying to compose herself here. The Egyptian, she's taking her time between points, as we've said.
Yeah. It's a touch Laura Sigmund-esque. Terms of setting up time to serve. Kicks that serve up. Backhand down the line. A looping, lofted ball brought down with a backhand. Cross court from Goff. Flattened out from Sharif. Down the line, backhand from Goff. Goff now plays her forehand. A little bit of height on that. Very deep from Sharif off the forehand. And it's long from Goff.
Great work there from Sharif. Changed the pace. Really flattened through that and got it deep and hard and fast to Goff. Not able to react in time. Draws the error. Very, very tight match this has become.
Sun's still shining down on the Sharif box. Coach was holding up two fingers. Not the rude way round.
I believe I saw that sign delivered in this box the other day.
From who?
Just for two. Just asking for two minutes. Eleanor Preston.
Oh. Lady Eleanor. That from Lady Eleanor.
Oh, she was just asking for two of something, I think.
Two of... But not your crisps you so kindly bought thousands of miles. They haven't been open. They haven't been touched.
The twisties.
I think she's hoping they go untouched. And then on the last day, she can just snaffle the bag. That's my theory on the... I was going to do that with the snakes, but you've cracked them open now.
Oh. That's disappointing.
Yeah. But they were always going to be cracked open. They were never going to last. But the fact they lasted shut for 5 days...
I was the one that cracked.
I know, you're the one that... But you brought them over, so... Through the middle of the court goes Goff. We're still in the sixth game, and we have come back to juice. Goff, she go inside in? No, she goes inside out with the forehand. Down the line goes Sharif. Centre of the court goes Goff. Forehand down the line from Sharif. Back and up line from Goff. Forehand cross court from Sharif. Goff sort of little shuttle steps, and then Sharif tees off. frames it, misses the court. Break point Goff for 4-2.
And the body language from that on that occasion from Goff after winning that extended point, a lot more positive. She pumped the fist a couple of times. Meanwhile, we flash back to the Sharif box. A little disconcerting. They look a little uncomfortable at a chance potentially gone begging in this game. And we see some coaching. It's rather theatrical, isn't it, Gigi?
Yeah. I think he wants even more height.
Yeah, keep it high.
And there was a little bit of a Vamos in there as well. Well, that serve kicks up. Oh, there we go. Yeah, and she looks at the coach. She says, thank you very much. That worked.
Now, if you can flash back, I'd love to see how fast that serve was hit. It was directed to the forehand, but for mine, it looked like it was hit rather slowly.
Yeah.
Meaning that Goff had to generate all the pace and then the nod of affirmation. Back to the box. You were right,
yes,
coach.
Thanks,
I don't
coach.
Say it much, but you were right.
Yeah, thanks for that. Right, we're back to juice, and now it's game point Sharif.
And again, because Goff also plays with such extreme topspin on that forehand, she probably prefers the pace coming to her, and Sharif doing a good job here of making her try and create her own speed.
Really good job. Game point. Can she lock us in at 3-3 after 41 minutes played? Serve sits up. Inside out forehand from Goff. Up the line from Sharif. Centre of the court from Goff. Goff, and it's long. Sharif was attacking mid-court, and she sort of looks up to the box again. They're kind of like, no, that wasn't our advice on that one. That's yours.
Didn't mind the play. She did try and rush her right at the end. She got the shorter ball she was probably looking for and only marginally overcooked it, but overcooked it she did.
12 minutes this game. Number 6.
We're now at 42 minutes for this set, and we are potentially not even halfway through it.
Oh. Juice.
Potentially, when Marcus returns to the commentary box, Sharif might still be serving in this game.
This first set. Yeah, you're right. Not the first set. This game might still be going. Was a massive cheer. It wasn't for the end of this game, because this game will never end. Goff with the backhand, lofts it up, sits up high, a moon ball from Sharif. Goff takes it down, goes into the corner, Goff's at the net, the lob is up. Oh, Goff has to scamper back, but it's long.
So we saw the athleticism there of Goff on that occasion. She was able to leap into the air, the double-fisted backhand enabled her to come in because it was good and deep, and it was a good approach, and Sharif scrambling to the side, to the backhand wing, could only throw up a lob and not able to control it. So I love the aggression there from Goff. I love the choice of shot. She picked the right moment. Can she reap the ultimate reward on this point? There's a little, just a little pause of play at the moment as something has happened in the stands. Perhaps
I think someone is...
Perhaps just a little heat situation in the stands. It is in the sunny side. Sharif was, we heard a little, I suppose, discussion, some chatter.
Has Goff got to get some water for them?
Yeah, one of the ball boys is taking some water across. Stefan's out of camouflage and back, ready to leap into action as well if needs be.
He's listening to us. We called for you a few times, Stefan. Oh, did you write to me? Oh, Stefan sent me a message.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Oh, the elevator didn't work.
Oh, dear.
Oh, sorry, Stefan. If it was a cry for help, I missed it. How long were you in the elevator for? 10 minutes.
We almost lost the most critical member
week,
of our team.
You were stuck in the other, and I didn't reply. Oh, sorry. I feel really bad. It's got so focused on this 15-minute sixth game, which is never going to end. Oh, my word.
Is your heart beating
you
a
okay?
little faster?
How many were you in the lift? Oh, and they're really hot, aren't they? The lifts are really... Oh.
How was the conversation?
I was happy to be outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how was the conversation?
Some stress levels.
Was anyone...
a little bit stressed.
So there was a little bit of stress. And which lift was it? Just so I don't go in it.
Yes.
That one over there. Oh, I never use that left.
Oh, no, that's well, it's banned for life for me. That's a situation. We still have the delay in play at the moment.
So shall we? No, because they're not doing anything. They've just taken a break.
Oh.
Giacomo had a break point on the Sabalenka serve. Sabalenka's held. So that's 2-1 Sabalenka. Courtney looks confused. What's happening? Oh, Courtney's actually taken his headphones off.
I'm going to come back onto air. We just saw some, I suppose, a shot of the Eiffel Tower in the distance from the match where we're broadcasting this great match out with Sharif and Goff. And it looked to me that there were very, very dark skies behind the Eiffel Tower. I'm wondering if there's weather or if that was just some sort of stock shot that they showed us. Because we're...
Poor Stefan.
Because it looks bright sunshine at the moment.
Elevator,
it was
just sent him outside again.
No, nothing. It was just a weird, dark skied moment. Sorry, it may have been... Perhaps I'm hallucinating myself up here. But because we know that it was some sort of thunderstorms predicted for a potential thunderstorm
late
today.
In the week, is it? Oh, is it today?
Oh, there was some chatter, perhaps just some gibber, sorry, that I was making up. But there had been a hint, I think, of a thunderstorm. But Stefan says there's nothing towards the tower, and it does look very bright and blue.
Stefan, what we might do while the spectator is tended to, we might dip over to Philippe Chatrier. We will come back to this epic sixth game where Goff has a point for 4-2, but let's just see a couple of points of Elsa Jacquemot, the French player. I think they are actually about to resume, so. But we'll see a couple of points. This game, sixth game, will still be going. Elsa Jacquemot serving in lemon yellow. Likes to wear the shorts, Jacquemot. Marina Sabalenka inside the baseline, looking to crunch that forehand, which she does, off the return. I mean, that was frightening. Jansen's first meeting between the two.
She, looking to crunch, it was absolutely thunderstruck, that forehand.
Wasn't it?
Lots of power, pounced on the shorter second serve and just went whack.
Coco Gauff's actually in conversation with JC Farrell, getting a little bit of, probably saying, how am I going to deal with all these ridiculously high balls I'm getting? Ooh, Sabalenka missed it. She went for it into the corner.
Fonda Kans.
They just marginally pulled that one wide. There's 70 minutes on the clock in this match. That serve at 156 miles from the Frenchwoman. Clearly, she's got the support of the crowd. Most of the court on Court Philippe Chatrier, the grandstands, are now in the shade. There's still an element on the, I suppose, the side back towards the tower where there's some sun still blazing. But
yeah. The medics have arrived on Susan Longdon. They're tending to the member of the public. The backhand return from Sabalenka, inside out from Jacquemot. Backhand cross court, very deep from Sabalenka. Wide from the French player, and that's 30-all. I don't think they'll be able to continue playing because the spectator who was taken ill is quite low down in the stands, sort of almost courtside.
And of course, you know, the fan and patronage safety as well as the health of the players needs to be prioritised in these sort of moments.
As we said, these are very hot days and times that we're dealing in, as Arina Sabalenka has a break point. 18 minutes played.
Fans are really filing into this court for
Messi.
What they hope will be a really good clash between the world number one and the French, the hometown hero, the hometown favourite.
Hometown hope. Hometown hope, I
hope,
think.
Hope is a good
Sabalenka word. Back behind goes Sabalenka with a beauty of a forehand. Such great depth on it. The precision was there. And she leads 3-1.
It really smacked into the back of the hoardings at the back of the court. A message from Lindsay from Ohio. So hello, glad we're back on air. Thank you. Truly the highlight of our summer. Likes the balance of tennis and commentary. So thank you for that note. Gigi, we do feel like you're keeping us great company. Oh. Such a shame to see Yannick collapse physically. Oh. Do you think it's safe to say that he could prove to be his Achilles heel? That's what I've written today in my piece. As his career progresses, what do you think does to a player mentally to see the forecast and know it's your greatest adversary? he's still an incredible player, and I'm certain he's an incredible player. We'll see him back and going well. And I think, look, Lizzie, they're working hard to try and sort this out. They'll make that work. Today, difficulty, so was the Australian Open where he had some troubles, but I'm sure the team is working hard to try and find a solution.
We've come back to Susan Longland. We couldn't miss the conclusion of this game. Oh, is it going to be the conclusion? No, of course it's not going to be the conclusion of this game. We've had 8 minutes since it was stopped. That was break point really golf, and we are back, Courtney.
At juice.
There we go.
And if it was 8 minutes the play was stopped, I think the game had already been going for at least 10 minutes.
Oh, no, we were up around 15.
15, were we? Oh. So this is potentially a 23-minute game.
Oh, my word.
So certainly there's 50 minutes on the clock at 3-2 in the first.
Oh, wow. Can you put it like that? I'm looking at all the other games and how far along they are. Right, we've had a new one appear. Brandon Nakashima and Luca Van Asch have come on court. They'll probably have left court. Right, Goff with the forehand inside in. Into the net goes Sharif. Another opportunity for the American, the defending champion, to get the break of serve.
There have been doubles players whose Roland Garros appearances began and finished before this service game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stefan got caught in a lift.
He got caught in a lift for 10 minutes. It was still going.
Had a career, a life-threatening drama.
And I missed the message. I felt so bad. I didn't see it. I was just so focused on the tennis. I mean, you don't want me to be on my phone, and I missed it.
What's this guy doing riding at this stage? It's a critical game.
And it's breakpoint golf for a fifth time. Goes back behind golf. Oh, and Sharif, cross court. Golf takes it. Oh, she's got it! What defense from Coco Gauff, and what a scream from Coco Gauff.
You could just sense that hiding beneath that relatively calm demeanor was some tension and some anxiety after winning that. And how she won that point, by the way, because Sharif had about three brown strokes on top of the net, and on each occasion she hit it to where Gauff was running, and Gauff, well read, finally got one where she was able to whip it back and stunned her, and absolute jubilation. Big smile on her face and then a roar of delight. And that's just because it was the longest game ever.
Wow, it was. It was. As we say, during that game, Stefan got stuck in a lift and was rescued and came back to us. And Courtney actually asked, where's Stefan? I just thought you were camouflaging yourself somewhere in the all green. In the lift. The lob is up from Sharif. Oh, that was that was an overhead that Coco Gauff will never want to see again.
So, look, it wasn't not the easiest one. She had to work back to it, but she did look to be in good position. She made great contact. Just went metres wide, and the left hand went straight up to her mouth as to say, oh, gosh.
Elsa Jacmo's broken back immediately against the world number one. They're on serve. Sabalenka 3-2. Gauff places the backhand down the line. Squash shot Sharif goes long. It's 3-3 Muzic. It's 3-3 third set in the Felix Auger-Aliassime seed match.
And Comensana has taken the first set in the Argentina-Italy battle against Dardari, 7-6, 7-5 in the tiebreaker.
That was a one-hour set.
Have you ever been caught in a lift, Gigi?
No. I think I'd be all right. Like, I know some people that double-fought from Gauff that whatever floor they're on in a hotel, they take the stairs because they are worried of such a thing happening. And in Madrid, when we had the power cut last year at the Madrid Masters, the 1000 event, when all the power went, there were a lot of people caught in lifts because there's two or three lifts there that take people up and down.
So two break points here as Gauff misses with the backhand wide.
How would you be if you were stuck on? Have you been stuck in a lift?
I haven't been stuck in a lift. It might depend on who the people or the company were.
Yeah, that's
were.
True. I don't think Stefan was enamoured with his lift mates. No, I don't think they're going to keep in touch. They're not going to share their experience. Sharif has just been gifted. We've gone from the longest game where Gauff broke to the shortest game where Sharif broke back. This is a bit of a head-scratcher, I would say.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And again, a roar of delight from Sharif, defiance from her. She's really taken the fight up to the champion here in this first set. It's a battle of wits. It's a battle of mind. It's a battle against the clock.
Wow, where are we? 55 minutes. We've played 7 games.
Stefan, I can't believe that you've had a life-threatening...
I mean, you've turned it into a life... How did it become life-threatening?
An emergency situation.
Yeah, that's... I think life-threatening emergency is situation. Quite... Did you feel your life...
Well, it was hot. It's hot.
No, but not life-threatening. But it was 10 minutes.
He's a calm and composed character.
I mean, you're making it sound like it was an hour with 12 people and the lift was hanging by a metal thread and it was about to plunge into the depth of the stadium. It just stopped.
Were you listening to our commentary? Just hoping that Gigi would take a break and look at her phone.
Did you hear the bit when Courtney said, "Where's Stefan?" It's because I was focusing on the tennis. If Courtney, I didn't want Courtney going away. All she did was just look at her phone. All she did, 2 hours. I'm keeping my phone near me now. I'm one of those people that I keep my phone on all night with the sound on. A lot of people, when they go to bed, either switch it off or put it on silent. I never do. Because if someone's going to ring me at night, it's an emergency, and I want to hear it, has always been my thinking. So I never switch my phone off. Don't start calling me at all hours, but I don't switch it off or on silent.
See, I have mine off.
Off? What if someone needs you?
Who needs me?
Your wife really needs me. I know she's with you this week. Why did you stick two fingers? What happened? Why do you keep sticking two fingers up at me? What are you doing? Just I didn't see your message. Don't have to be like that. He's changed. Since he got stuck in the lift, he's changed. He used to be so nice and calm and lovely.
Yeah, we use the term dropper. I think he just dropped the bird to you 3 times.
Yes, he did. Just because I didn't see your message. You can't hold it against me. I can't believe this. Stefan's crying. He's very traumatised by what she's just been through. My Sharif is still screaming. And she hits the backhand cross court onto the surface line. We might scream shortly. Oh, the slice from Goff. The overhead backhand from Sharif. The lob from Goff. Oh, side of the sideline. Oh, the lob. But Sharif has gone into the back of the court. Goff with a very high forehand goes inside in for the winner. I'm not really sure what's transpired the last few minutes.
I mean, that was an extraordinary point. It's been an extraordinary situation. As I said, I can't believe I've seen Stefan flip the bird 3 times.
3 times? What were you trying to say if not swearing at me? I feel that the lift thing has affected you more than we thought. I feel like he doesn't think we took it seriously enough. Actually, no, you called it a life-threatening situation. Courtney did.
Clearly an emergency situation.
I didn't see my phone. I would have looked at it shortly if he hadn't come back and there was set point on Chatrier. Sharif, with the backhands long. Oh, dear. This is a messy game. So John says, so now we all know not to have Gigi as our emergency contact. That's a bit harsh, John. No, he's going to get... No, because I'm the one that doesn't switch my phone off. Courtney, don't have Courtney, because if you get in trouble past, I don't know, midnight, he's not answering.
2 to 3 a.m. too.
I would answer at 3, 4, 5, 6 a.m. Not for you. You've done those fingers at me 3 times. You can go back in the lift.
Blocked.
From my... I'm going to have a word with those lift people. Backhand cross court into the net. So Sharif is on the board.
First of 3 break points goes begging. Goff had done a good job in this game to recover after a pretty sloppy service game, gifted the break back to her rival. She did well to hold her feet on the most previous point as well. Yeah. She really had them skidding like a cartoon character, but she did well and held on and in a position now to try and seize the break for 5-3.
I can't catch Stefan's eye to start waving his fingers around again, I think. It's a funny old match and a funny old moment. It's a funny old week. It's the heat's getting to everybody. Still break points for Goff. Serve down the tee. Goff with the off backhand. Forehand up the line. You can tell when Sharif hits the ball. There we go. Inside out forehand. Forehand cross court. Forehand brought down by Goff. Short ball though. She's attacking Sharif. She drops the ball over. Oh, what touch!
Just remarkable delicate work with the racket. Now, I'm going to say that I'm not so sure. I think that was more a Hail Mary of sorts, or a what can I do? She really felt a bit befuddled, but she handled it quite well.
Beautiful.
Beautiful backhand drop shot. I think she has a little surprised look in her right. The coach is going, oh, we knew that. We planned that.
Even JC Frail, Coco Gauff's coach, was like, okay, it was good. Yeah, we'll take it. It's good. She's doing well up at the net. But still, a break point remains for Coco Gauff. Inside out forehand on the return from Gauff. There's a slither of sunlight by the umpire's chair on Susan Longland. As you can imagine, they're highballing each other now. Lashings of spin. Up it goes from Sharif. Up it goes from Gauff. Sharif runs round, tries to flatten it out through the middle. The slice of the forehand from Gauff. The drop shot. Oh, from Sharif. It did not work on that occasion. She shakes her head a couple of times. And Coco Gauff, 5-3. So has an opportunity now to serve out the set after 1 hour.
And I really like what she did there. We'd seen a lot of high, high, high top spinning balls back and forth. Coco took the chance when it arose to just hit a heavily sliced forehand, kept the ball low, meant that Sharif had to move forward as opposed to back, where she was lofting those ones right into the air, and draws the error.
Kevin's just sitting there laughing. I don't think it.
I think he was
traumatized. Yeah. I don't know what went on in that lift for those 10 minutes, but you're a different man. Forehand cross court from Sharif. Cross court forehand from Gauff. Ooh, Sharif lets that fly. And he keeps looking at his phone.
Well, I'm wondering if he's made a report.
I think he's
has he reported
what,
the
me?
International
for not answering my phone?
Human Rights Commission?
Me or the lift?
For not answering your phone. You might have been reported.
The lift? It's the thing that broke down. Honestly.
It's a matter for the ombudsman.
Honestly.
He might be writing to Marcus to just try and get the details, the contact details.
Oh, yeah, Marcus written to them enough times. Funnily enough, they've never answered.
Blocked?
Yeah. 5-3, 30 love. Gauff looking to charge towards... Can I really say charge to the first set after an hour and 2 minutes?
Ease.
Charge to the finish line.
Yes.
Of the first set. Sharif spins the forehand back into play, back through the middle of court they go, and then deeper from Sharif off the forehand, still on her forehand side, brings that down a bit. You know who she sounds like when she hits the ball? Sara Irani. Squash shot. And then she didn't make a sound that time on the slice. Oh, that was a very delayed call.
Replay the point.
Yeah, that.
And it was in, so the point is replayed.
Doesn't she sound like Sara Irani when she hits the ball?
Yes, I think there's elements of that, absolutely. And similarly, scrambling and changing trajectory of shots and a lot of off-pace tennis trying to disrupt the rhythm of your rival.
She's got a bit of the Sigmund, the noise of the Irani.
The resilience of the Stefan to be able to keep fighting in a perilous position.
Set points, Coco Gauff.
Serve volley, beautiful slider out wide. I love that from Coco. I'd love to see more of it. Drew a high return and was able to put the back end away. You don't see it often, but it was great angle, great movement, perfect execution on the volley. Great thing to add to your game. If you've got that you can use on occasion.
Yeah.
Beautiful tennis from Gauff.
Set points, 5-3 after an hour, and it's an ace. She seals it with an ace. Congratulations to Coco Gauff. Hour and 3 minutes. She's up and running. We'll keep an eye on that. Roman Andreas Burruchaga from Argentina had the break on Ogielia Seaman the third set, but the Canadian has a break back point. Vanash and Nakashima, very early stages. On serve two on Nakashima. 1-1 second set, Komisanya and Darderi. So 1-1 after Komisanya took the first set. And Aryna Sabalenka had the break. She lost the break. She got the break. She lost the break. And it's 4-3 on serve at the moment.
And 30 love to the French hope. So it's one to keep an eye on here because Sabalenka, we know that there was a little concern perhaps about her where she came to this tournament. And she's certainly not taking the pace off the forehand. She rifles another one up the line.
So as Sabalenka smashes this away, what were your... I didn't have any concerns. What were your concerns?
Oh, just in terms of the transition to clay. Can she deliver here? You know, has she got what it takes to win after... I think it's been a not... not the usual high standard.
I sort of turned that to a positive and thought that, I mean, it wasn't terrible, but lost to Hayley Baptiste in Madrid. I mean, Baptiste played out of her mind. And then Castella in Rome. I thought it maybe would give her a little bit more time.
To get herself ready,
etc. To get herself ready to get to Roland Garros. Shot from Jacquemot, pick up from Sabalenka, pick up from Jacquemot, pick up from Sabalenka, winner from Jacquemot. Although I haven't picked Sabalenka to win Roland Garros.
Yeah, it's as you. Is anyone alive? Marcus is alive in the. I guess the predictions in the men's side, isn't he?
Well, no, his woman's gone. So Marcus is the only one alive in the men's, but he's out in the women's.
So, yeah.
Sabalenka spins the inside out four, and a lashings of spin from Jacquemot. The smash brought down. The lob goes up from the French, and the smash goes down from Sabalenka.
She certainly looks to be moving okay. We know she had that little, a timeout against Sestea, just had some work done. This is during the Italian Open where there was the hip and, she had courtside work where she was on the towel and she said about 5-6 days ago that she felt 100%, but it was just more that combined with, you know, not
a
having...
A lot of tennis that she's played in the lead-up. One India Wells in Miami. And then popped up in Madrid for the first time on the clay since Miami.
Yes.
That's a good hold from Jacquemot.
So right at a really tense part of this match now at 4-all. A couple of emails are coming in. We can get to the lift sticking stories.
Merci, madame, monsieur.
The finger flipping stories.
Bobby is saying poor Stefan stuck in a lift and everyone is bringing him down. Well, not everyone.
He's the one with the fingers. We weren't bringing him down. Backhand cross court from Sabalenka. Pick up from Jacquemot. Smash. Oh, she's missed it. She's missed it. Sabalenka just leaning backwards.
And just the racket thrust, the positive affirmation. Here comes another man who may have walked up the stairs after he heard about Stefan getting stuck
about Stefan in the
lift
in the
and
lift.
Then being snubbed by the Empress. Gabrielle writes from Fort Worth in Texas, hot,
strong.
Muggy Fort Worth, to say, agree with Gigi, keep the phone on. When we only had landlines, we didn't turn them off.
I always keep my phone on. Chris, that's the famous brioche.
Yes.
From Sophie. It's quite heavy. Just have some water nearby. Sabalenka serve out wide, blocked back by Jacquemot, sits up. Sabalenka smashes it from the baseline, no mistaking this time.
Really aggressive, assertive move there from Sabalenka. That's a tough play. You might normally expect someone to hit a heavy topspinning forehand, take that approach. No, bang, stepped in and smashed that. Bounce smash and well executed, 15-all. Daniel's not concerned about the safety of being stuck in an elevator, as we call them here in the US, but often consider what I would do if I became desperately in need of the loo.
Well, it's only 10 minutes, though.
That's fair.
Asseyez-vous, s'il vous plaît, mesdames et messieurs. Merci beaucoup.
He's a carpenter at a community college in San Francisco and preferring listening to the radio over the TV. Well, we've got Marcus and Chris coming in after this. To keep you company
I
through
already know
the
that
early
Marcus
evening.
Is going to give Stefan no sympathy for being stuck in the lift.
It's quite extreme.
But you brought that up before.
It was
you
really
look like you've just walked up the stairs. You look a bit sort of worse for wear.
It's really quite extraordinary scenes here. As I said, caught in the lift and then Stefan flipped the bird to the Empress three times. Back to back to back.
Well, it was
15-30.
Three times, and I still don't know why. Stefan messaged saying I'm stuck in the lift, and because I was working so hard on this very
longest ever service game
in the history of tennis, I didn't see the message to say he was stuck in a lift. 15-30, Sabalenka opening for Jacquemot, who hits the backhand off the serve, pushes it very deep. Inside out forehand from Sabalenka. Sabalenka inside the baseline with the backhand down the line. Squash shot from Jacquemot. That drifts long and Sabalenka snatches the ball and it's 30-all and Sabalenka is not happy at the moment.
No, and we might need to, Stefan. I mean, I'm glad he's made it out of the lift. We might need him to take a quick look at this computer. There's a panicking message that's just popped up, an alarm bell ringing on this laptop. An alarm bell ringing for Sabalenka if she drops serve in this game. It's 4-all, 30-all, and here we have a...
Sabalenka misses the first serve down the tee. Stefan's trying to sort out the computer. Chris is thinking about eating the brioche. Marcus is getting his breath back from the stairs. It's all happening in the Radio Roland Garros commentary box at 6:49 on a Thursday evening. Sabalenka reaching up the second serve out wide. Smash back. Whoa, let's go. There we go. Game point.
Just the emotion from the world number one. It is so tight, this first set. Giacomo doing a great job to be able to fight back. She was down early. The crowd firmly in her corner. Local hopeful.
Yeah, she's gone from hero to hopeful in the course of 40 minutes. Perfect serving from the world number one, who discards the spare ball in disgust at the level that she feels she's playing at the moment. She should have had this first set wrapped up. She was a break ahead on a couple of occasions. Giacomo fought back, and she's not quite there yet.
5-4.
We're not quite there yet, are we?
No.
10 minutes. I think Chris wants us to leave. What's happening? He wants us to leave. Stefan's flipping me the fingers. I mean, the message is coming across quite clearly today. Stefan, I might not come back for the night sessions. You and Eleanor are going to have fun with Berrettini and Rindiknesh. Actually, you'd say that perfectly.
The body language, it's a dominant position from Chris. He's ready to go.
He is,
he's,
isn't he? It's an imposing position from Chris, isn't it?
As John Rogers has written to say, Stefan still has PTSD.
There's some headphones over here. Look, Chris is grabbing those. He's moving himself away from the brioche.
Marcus
has a lot of stuff. It was like a teenager's bedroom earlier, so let's pop him in there. Right, the brioche is there. No, Chris, I mean, I feel like I've been told off.
Well, you haven't been told off.
You look to your left. You're kind of leaning on the thing saying,
Shortest shift of the day. We're offering to take over now, so you have a little bit longer to get some dinner.
Right.
Is that not very kind of us?
Well, this is Courtney's only shift of the day, and you've cut it short, Chris.
Oh, well.
You could look at it that way. Poor Courtney gets 2 hours, and you've given him an hour and 50.
Yeah, well, the good news is you can save a bit of money on the road, because he won't get the full amount, will he?
You and money, you tried to dock Eleanor. I'm going to take that advantage because I'm back at 8:15. Courtney, you are welcome to stay for another 10 minutes.
To stay with these two?
You are, that's what I'm going to say.
I'm very, very happy to take off. Gentlemen, take control, given that was such a decisive mood.
Giacomo is serving.
Is that Sharif and Goff's service game still going?
400 turn from Sabalenka is a clean winner. That is making a statement. Because Giacomo is serving to stay in the first set. Love 15. Beautiful, crisp forehand. We've lost one world number one today. Surely we're not going to lose a second. But you never know. Sabalenka is not looking totally comfortable. Backhand from Giacomo to the backhand of Sabalenka. Giacomo goes deep. That's too deep from the Frenchwoman. And it's love 30.
Yeah, Sabalenka just stepping things up when she needs to. Heated conversation at the back of the commentary box as Stefan is explaining why he, quotes, flipped the bird 3 times at the Empress.
Well, clearly he has a greater assessment of our lift repairing skills than we do.
Sabalenka's just missed. I've got a phone number for the European Court of Human Lifts, so I can get Stefan to deal with that a bit later.
Giacomo at 15:30. She's hung in extremely well as she serves just too long. On court in front of us, we have a tennis match. Behind us, we have chaos.
Total.
Second serve is good. 400 turn from Sabalenka, 400 from Giacomo to the backhand of Sabalenka. Sabalenka cross court to the backhand of Giacomo. Up the line, defensive forehand from Sabalenka. Giacomo will go up the backhand wing. Sabalenka won't get to that. Beautiful control of the point by Giacomo.
Wow. That's impressive.
It's gone quiet, Marcus.
Well, that's because the Empress is gone. Her dinner awaits. She's got to fit a 3-course dinner into an hour and 10 minutes.
And that's why I was saying get an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean,
actually, no, she hasn't gone.
I thought that was... Yeah, she's in the next window.
Door.
Forehand from Giacomo. It's a drop shot. Sabalenka won't get there. That's a lovely shot from Giacomo.
just when it looked as though this set was going to slip away from her, she's come up with a couple of terrific bits of imagination,
yeah,
touch and feel.
Excellent points. 40-30, having been love 30 down. Giacomo, all in primrose yellow. I say all in, it's a dress. Her shoes are a sort of dusty purple. She serves the forehand of Sabalenka, backhand Giacomo up the middle of the court. Forehand Sabalenka. Giacomo is there, but nets.
Immense power in these Sabalenka ground strokes. I mean, it's a long way from happening, Chris, but you are the font of all knowledge. Can you recall another day at a slam when both number ones went out on the same day?
You know, I can't quite think of that, but what I do know is that the first day I ever came here was the first day of Roland Garros, 1990, and the top two seeds in the men's singles went out on the same day, which is unusual because normally you don't have the top two seeds playing on the same day. But
was that Edberg
and Becker? To Edberg, I think, lost to Sergio Bruguera.
He did.
And Becker lost to Ivanisevic, I think.
Wow. Why were they playing on the same day?
I don't know. I need to look that one up, but I definitely know it happened. That's a crisp forehand from Sabalenka, which brings up set point. That was my first ever day here.
Sabalenka.
So it's been downhill ever since. Until today, of course, where we had that, well, two amazing stories in the space of a few minutes with Jannik Sinner going out and Moise Kwame winning. And that will be the headlines in all the French press tomorrow. Great story. Giacomo serves, back in return. Giacomo's at the net, she plays a half volley. Sabalenka hits the top of the net and it drops back her own side.
Oh, wow. And here we go, I'm already getting flashbacks to last year's final when, of course, Sabalenka was guilty of, what was it, 70-plus unforced errors, and she was bemoaning herself and she struts about looking up at her team. And there are signs of that again here.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think what she's trying to do in this, especially in this 10th game, is to try and out-hit her opponent. She's really going for her shots. Deep backhand now. Forehand from Giacomo with a lot of air. Forehand from Sabalenka. Forehand Giacomo to the backhand of Sabalenka. Cross court to the backhand of Giacomo. Up the line winner! And you can hear that from the crowd. They love this. And I have to say, I am mightily impressed.
That is magnificent. Because as you rightly say, Chris, the power off the Sabalenka racket is quite something, but it's being met with a mixture of pace and subtlety, and they're a brilliant backhand winner down the line.
Merci, mesdames, messieurs.
Sabalenka is making Giacomo wait. Technically, she shouldn't do that. You're supposed to play to the server's rhythm, but I think in this heat we allow them to go to their towels. Giacomo serves, chipped forehand. A drop shot by Giacomo. Sabalenka won't get to that one either. You can just tell that from the moment it left Giacomo's racket. And now she's got both arms up, whipping up the crowd. They don't need whipping up. They're behind her already. She's playing a wonderful match, and she's got the world number one at five games all.
And this is rapidly turning into one of the great days of tennis at Roland Garros.
Well, yesterday was pretty good.
But today we've lost the world number one on the men's side. You mentioned Moise Kwame. I've just come out of his press conference, and what a remarkably composed young man
very
he
composed.
Is.
Yeah. I was following a bit of it on the screen.
But he was charming.
S'il vous plaît.
Do you know anything about his coach, Liam Smith?
No.
No, I don't either. Just thought, the name implies he's not French, but who knows, maybe he is. Sabalenka serves. Forehand from Sabalenka is way long. That's about 2 metres beyond the baseline. And now she's just going to try and smooth a bit of the top dressing behind the service line, which is, I think, is her way of saying that ball took a bad bounce. Might have been off your racket, Arena.
It's never their fault. It's never my fault.
Sabalenka. Serving from the president's box end. The court is in shadow now. She serves out wide. That missed by a fair way. Ball landing about halfway between the sideline of the singles court and the sideline of the doubles court. Second serve. To the backhand of Giacomo. Giacomo takes a step back, lofts this one. Flanned out by Sabalenka. A pushed forehand from Giacomo. A lot of air on that one. Sabalenka flattens it out with a winner. Now that was real raw power from the world number one.
Of course, if this match does go three sets, we're going to have a delayed start to the night session.
The night session, yes.
Which promises to be a bit of a cracker. It's Arthur. I always panic when saying Rinderknecht.
Rinderknecht, yes, that's pretty good. It's a German name, but he's from Alsace, that part of France that was German at various stages of the last 1,000 years, but has been French since 1918. Sabalenka serves, forehand return down the line. A defensive backhand from Sabalenka. Sits up for Jacquemot to go cross court. Sabalenka's read it. Goes back across court with a clean winner. That was good tennis nous from Sabalenka.
Yes, it was. I think she anticipated the fact that Jacquemot was going to take the pace off the ball as well. She knew where it was going and she responded with an even more impressive angle. So...